Prikini, ova Prikini gane Nova Landuri. Oshonga nova holi ve programa do Eagle FM na ndimpandure. Shuma kanga ne no Prikina kinyanga tonga nya jako. Ano nera goma tesangala ndianga ne pa. Oku kalanga ne ndekwetera o shinyanga tara shotwa la tefukolonina. Ai o sanyinga fimboli wanga ne tukato hakena nave. Povelio tui. Nonina o hatuka popsangane koshikungu ngane shongane shakara shikumungu ngulutira shongane shakara tashinyenge moshirongo ya shina shangane ne hombo ya ngashingane tushikucha ano hombo oyongo ne ili ekangameno lo family keshe ano ngenge kapenda she ombo atelela uno na mavu akalenga ne tadai wa mihalakano otate kulanga ne natango mihalakano esukano kamunga ne hole aina no hole ahe kapumbwa kuputudwa kanongekwe kubadalia veshe velipo avali shenongekwa kashege okupita angulo notai kofikola nemeumbo yo kano kapumbwa yane kulongwa mumikalo dayoloka ongene ngenge otaka kulu kelipo ndali omwe ilo keli nande pavadali vako ya kakala nekene kwatafano kono vadali vako non dali unya teka tekula otaji durika ekeka tekule munkalo uye eshi ile munkalo uye ahala ok ano ongene ye itakakalana na enae ene hololo lasha kucho ndala utekule nga ilo ndala utekule nga ae utaka kala elikolela muteku uye tapewa kwi kapena kucho utaka lene hololo lasha nande ya ongene ne ompulikini tuwete ne ngengo tuatale tuwete ne mwaru dawa tapoleteo le hombo mwana mibia e malu duka pombata ok asike pamwe umange nandi hapo nandi popse kuchosui popo wa setu nena atashika galasha sine kangameno olo talifa no kucha enguma mwana kudiwa shama mwana enguma talishikwa enguma sha talishikwa mwana kudiwa pena eto menolo inima ili ivali ote menolo inima ili ivali kuche umorashike enguma talishikwa talishikwa ngenge uvanu tabifano vaekoita uvanu talondera kucha shilongo tashi ponokera pena ntonja ala kuponokera shilongo ile talishikwa moro asikucha pena uvanu tawakapangulwa pena ntakapangulwa onena enguma olina nokushikwa ya In today's discussion, we are going to discuss a very disturbing issue regarding marriages in our country. And you know, this issue is really important because it is the foundation of every child, of every child's upbringing. And you are going to agree with me if I tell you that if there are no marriages, there are children who are going to grow up, and they are going to grow up, they are going to be brought up in the ways which nobody wants them to be brought up, because you will find that some people do not want to get married, don't want to get commit, to have a commitment with anyone, but yet it doesn't stop them from making children left, right, and center. So now, the child's upbringing needs to be brought up in the environment where there is their father, where there is their mother, having a part to play in their education, because education is not just to wake up every morning and take a child to school. Education have to be to start at home. I mean, there are things which only parents can teach a child. There are things which a child can learn only at home. For example, a child will be going to school, but the teacher can never teach your child how to cook. Your teacher can never teach your child that even if you are a man, you must know how to cook. Your teacher cannot tell your child that even if you are a lady, you must know how to drive. Those are things a child have to learn at school. I mean, at home. Yeah, I know. Umprikinyo watoto ne kumekna mengonde kulumbwe kucha. Oh, esha ndipo penya kucha. Hongo lapumwa kutame kake umbo. O peno inimai o kana la kaduru kolongwa kofikola. Popeno inimai o kana kadurege kolongwa meumbo. Aosho, lero isi kucha. Onlongi uka na kwa hita duro uka longa ngeke noku okuteleka kena fikiri mwalongo kana kwa hiku cha okuteleka unu kuteleka nga ae maro kano kambu wane kundu kushivo okuteleka kuchano kamati kuchoka don onlongi ita duro kulongo kana kwa ngeke noku shinga Marokano kama mwane kushiba ngeke no kushinka kuchanoka mati loka adon. Oteko? Oinima keno kilongela kumbola mbola voyo. So, I said it's a very disturbing issue because already, just like if I have to give you an example, already this year, about in the entire country in Namibia, about 200 divorces were handled by different courts in Namibia. There was a day one of a court in the country, there was a day that it was handled about more than 100 divorce cases in a single day. In a single day. And that was 67 cases which was handled in Windhoek, and 44 which were handled in Oshakati in one day. So this is very alarming. It is very much alarming. And you know, on the 3rd of June 2026, the Dissolution of Marriage Act came into effect, shifting the country from the fault-based system to a single ground of irretrievable breakdown of marriage. Okay? Yeah. Oh, shungwe ta hini ngam prikini? Kucha. Oh, shantipo penya kucha. Oh, shimo shingulu tila. Oh, shishingone kucha. Oh, kwali pena mwana mibia. Mefukulimwalike. Mangulilo dialogue kamana mbia kwalida handlinga case ato divorce tafika pefele na imwe pefele na longo na imwe moshilongo asishi osho shaiti fwaneshi o hakota avenduka o ano sorry o ya hakota avenduka kwe handlinga kisa do divorce adili omilongo hamano na heyali omanga dili omilongo ni nani da handling wako shakati mefukuli mwaliki. Okay, anoza sine kucha oshimashilinga o tasheti fomali mbililo. Shashi, eshisha yero shikucha. Uwa nitakala veli mohombo. Veli mohombo. Ashiko shirio yei kucha. Watele la wakalewe nuno naiki. Watele laiki wakalewe nuno na. Peife, epulo olili hapa kucha. Olieta kaka ena mo olunyala mo tekuno nawa. Otego? Olieta kaka tekuno nawa. Ya. Yeah. O chungon dahin ngam prikini. So now, if people are divorcing, you are going to expect a situation that they bring up children, they make children outside of the wedlock. And the question is, who is going to bring up those children? You know? Ya, yeah, ano, oshongoni tashende nga mpulikini. Oshongoni tashende nga. Ya, yeah, ohanti popine tete manga kucha. Engumba. Opo udeko na wano washanti popi. Enguma. Nipo pie oshelando Jerusalem. Shelando sha Israel. Shelando Israeli. Sha Israeli. Jerusalem osha dingirwa ke munda. Ote, munda dayoloka. Hermon. Zion. Ote, munda dayoloka da dingirila oshelando Jerusalem. Jerusalem shiri pedo hapa kumba dangu shoko kune munda kwe munde po pena po mbinga imapa wete pena osi mashafo lufilu lili hapa. Ya, oshakala ne shilinga kucha. Nali nali ne. Okwakala ne hakukala. Ova kwaita. Hava kala komba dae ndu doku. Vadingililo shilando. Ote, vili komba dae ndu doku. Otasine kucha. Ova na vashi vili komba dae. Kuchufiku, ova nwa nge shifta. Kuchufiku, kuchontengyo kweke hawa kalabelji. Eshi veliko, veliko vena omanguma. Okuchane eshi veliko mba daku, ila lakano lavo, upovatale kuchole tadi kunya te uya ahalakuya mwashilando, ahalakuya ponokelo shilando. Shane mamono nuo numba, Tadi kunya, ahala kuya ponokelo shilando, vota ashikino manguma. Esi kole nguma, eli otali tine kucha okulondwela. Otali londwele, lotali fano wakwaita kucha wakwaita. Pentukeni mudifendo shilando. Kuna ntondiza joko eti ea kupono kela. Gengene ono okwasike nguma. Dovanu ina apenduka. Pamukwali ufiku. Di ina apenduka. Opo vati defendo shilando. Opo vati defendo wovene. Nenangaho ofo utunepuko yolikuvo. Asike, ngenge uvanuava, ngenge unuo numba, ukwakofa, donto ndita diku hii, ndete hapu adipaye uvanu, Mwisraeli, ndenanga ho, epuko lili kova kwa itava. Nukwe ini hawa kufwa, ndeta waka dipo. Ya, paifene emu, oshirine nga kucha, ngengo atale e kamba dova kwa ita ngeda tungwa. Paife, nga hamo moilongo, e kamba dova kwa ita sida tungwa kehu kekwi. Okuna ondu da veliko velipomba da. Ondu da wan amukala omanuwe no mafano. Da amini kile kui, kuchu ufiku. Ano da amini kile, wubatare kucha oshikoe oshota shinyenge kunya. Nandu ufiku ndeta mwono nutende. Ono ukwakala hakale na njebu. Ndishinga sine ngenge o utoji mbrukana mwona mibia. Mwakala mwena mwona kangejo kufiku. Kucha anu endu ufiku. Ohavaka anitati kucha shimbo ntonti. Ala kuya po no kelo kamba. Ongene wakala mwena njebo ne. Hai duruku zuminga nando nweri kukule. Hai duruku mba kukule. Ano, osho neesha kalashi linga kucha. Openoma nwa hapungashi. Ngenge. Ototale lo poka pale kandangu hapo. Openoma nwa hapu. Avava kanife mwenye da omono oshi kumugo shilinga asasi. Opuno kangejo kufiku. Potapu karo nu. Eno kana kombo kerufiku. Ala kukato wako shipangiro. Yeta kalala kuyako shipangiro ufiku. Lwe fano tali koko lili, tali minikile. Nungene, ono eki anga ayashwa. Shashi venyana watati ndishi okunoka ngejo kufiku, anu inapit kukwendu fiku. Ongene kapunonu tekendu fiku. Ongene gengo kulipomba dabi nyatamono nuti nyenge, otaka katipu latatipa mwe ontonchi. Wani ngeibi? Efa mwunga ncha. Ya. Ongene, oshonesha kala shiri ngao, shava fanana nanana shi kulombwe. So, before I go ahead, I would like to speak to you regarding the trumpet. And I will tell you now that the trumpet have two functions, as it used to happen in the past, that one of a function is to warn the people and summon them to come for the war. You are warning the civilians, and at the same time you are calling the soldiers to come for the war, because there's an enemy who is coming to attack. Okay? So now, let me tell you how it used to happen in Israel. Many years ago, you know that Jerusalem is surrounded by mountains. Jerusalem is surrounded by mountains, and in the past, they will station soldiers on each of those mountains. And the idea to station soldiers on top of mountains, they give them trumpets. And the reason for that is that anytime they will see an enemy coming to attack, then they have a duty to blow their trumpet and to warn the people. So now that sound of a trumpet is doing two things at one time. It is warning the civilians for them to defend themselves against the coming enemy, and also to summon the soldiers to come and defend. So, that is the function of that trumpet. So now, if a soldier sees an enemy coming, and they decide not to blow the trumpet, so if they see an enemy coming and they decide not to blow the trumpet, the enemy is going to come and these people are going to lose their lives. They will be killed. And it's because of that that this will be on. So If that happened, then the mistake is with the soldier. They were killed because of the soldier who did not warn the people. Maybe he was sleeping. Then what would they do with the soldier? They would take the soldier and kill the soldier. But on the other hand, if the soldier warned the people by blowing their trumpet, so the what they will do to the soldier, they will take the soldier and kill him. Okay? That used to happen in the past. But now, as I'm talking like this, you will also agree with me that the military bases, they are constructed in the similar way. So, that is how it used to happen in the past. And you will see that even military bases, they are constructed in the similar way. You will see that there are small rooms at the corners of the military bases. Those of you who are close to, you know, Ruben Ashipalam, you know, training center there in Ondangwa, Ruben Danger Ashipalam, you are going to agree with me that you will see those two rooms, I mean not two, but they are in the corners. The aim is, at night there used to be a soldier there with a gun and with a camera. That camera can be able to see something from far, to spot something from far. And once he see movement, then he shoot. So that is something very much similar. Because in those years there used to be a curfew. Nobody was allowed to walk during the night. So that is how the military bases used to be constructed. So, but we are paying specific emphasis on a trumpet. Okay? Because SIM, you know, in the radio like this, I'm blowing the trumpet. I'm blowing the trumpet that there's danger coming and that we need to do something regarding this danger. Okay? So, what is happening regarding this danger is that we are going to expect a situation where an army of children will be born outside the wedlock because of these divorces. This is the warning. This is the warning. Because of these divorces happening, you know, we are going to expect a number of children to be born outside the wedlock. Because it's a fact. that we have feelings. And it doesn't mean that if the couples are divorced, it doesn't mean that their feelings are going to go away. You see? And it have an effect on the upbringing of a child. It have a very an effect on the upbringing of a child. So, now in an attempt to have this matter is resolved, what can we do as a country? First of all, let us understand the root causes. Because the number of divorce cases appearing before Namibia's High Court in the opening months of 2026 has really renewed public discussion about the changing nature of marriage, family life, and the pressures facing couples. And, according to data from the High Court of Namibia, nearly 200 divorce matters have been filed or handled by February 2026, with one of the court roll recording as many as 119 divorce applications. Although these figures represent only the early part of the year and do not constitute the country's annual total, they highlight the continued demand for judicial intervention in marital disputes. A definite national divorce figure of 2026 is not yet available, with the Namibia Statistics Agency, which compiles official vital registration and demographic statistics, releases comprehensive data after verification and analysis. As a result, the High Court figures provide only a snapshot of divorce proceedings during the first week of the year, rather than a complete national picture. Nevertheless, family law practitioners and observers say the steady flow of divorce applications reflect broader social and economic realities affecting many households across Namibia. Umbrikini. Otashitikucha oponetu kalitwa kandura popsaka joo. Tete otunenyo kudako oye tifi oili pipo nana. Omapsaka jao kwe tifu anana koshike. Okay. Shashi. Emwa alwe dida hentlingwa ko kokota pomba dana mibia. Memwe dido peta meko do dulai. Odetifa ovanu moshua na wakale ta kundafana. Kombinga yangene ukwacha ohombo alundruka moshilongo. Kombinga yangene ovali homboli vatalelo presha. Sheli kolela ne ko komo yelele ota kulapo okudirila komango epo badaya na mibia e konyala omate hombo afika poma felele avali okwali aungongwa nao. Mufebruari ke odulai. Mufebruari ke oyaeke. Taiti opo ono kuli ofai mwekwali ya mwona e application e mbapila tafika pefele non longo non woi. Ok, non nandene o e mwalwe di odakale lapo ike oshi tukulo ike shimwe, shipambwe ike shimwe, shodula. Taiti nadikuwa tela mo, emu alo adishe mo shilongo ashishe, adishe, teli huapu. Dakuwa tela mo ike February. Ano, esho tashulike kucha, opena, utashe ndi ngo tashipula mangu deli dikale deli dopamo mini mae hombo utashe negucha na tango umalu weli kwa po fa geno uno kudilila kwa avohani ngo mavalu lo shiwana oka komisio kwa takifana ile ndi choka agency yota ifana kucha Namibia Statistic Agency. Oyo hai talula no hai ta, no hai anje emu alu do pambele wa moshilongo. Na hii anja na tango opo na tango ino kuyanja emu alu pambele wa moshilongo asishe. No mora sone mangu, omangu wepo mbadana mibia, oyanje ke, taiti opoke alo ukalo nefano kucha, mwa alo tadiri nyengena ananga helipi. Kwa yanjo ike, oka pambu. Kompetame kolo dula. Sidulife okuyanja efanoleli kwapo lomo shilongo asishe. Na unando ngane? Ovo vashivina omo inima mo ikwa vetayo inasha no family. Ano esho wanu ta tulamwe e application na to divorce anga ha. Otashulike na kucho oshu wanu shatayela omopta kaji elinga elipi moshu longu wa shishe ngenge tashi yake hombo. Ya. Yeah. Eshisha elose sine kucha Ewombwe chita diteka. Ota diteka ngomoro malala kano ayoloka. Tashidulika shimwe. Ongalo yuhupilo. Pamwene ichene. Onsamano kwa kani filonga. Onsamane ke nashali ilonga. Nandene onkulukaje ukale ni ilonga. Ongalo mumbu kwa ishe njeki. Otashidulika nefima neko halikanapu. Ote. Ilo pamwe nkulukaji. Kadi pamwe haka nifo ilonga. Tashidulika. Ombili mumbu ikanepo ne, de nefima neko. Deso asheti fuamura shikucha. Ova nuava. Inava koneka kucha. Mombo venu kukalamo onga otima. Ospana imwe. Otego. Omorasike itipopilenga kucho venu kukalamo onga otima. Ospana imwe hano. Omorasi kucha. Kala eshe andipopi. Mama diladilo e. Unange no ospana itanga. Oshishi kucha ospana itanga wano eshe velimo. Metanga ingi atawadana. Ota adana veshe vena ilalaka no limwe. Shoshu wete kucha netanga ihawakala nalo. Oseko ndike imwete lianje kunkwao. Oseko ndike imweta pe nkwao. De ngengo nukwa pewa etanga nde atura mokola. Nenanga ho. Uwa nwaveshi wawa tameke etachapula. Atameke etachapulo kola yo. Efindano uwa nwaveshi uwa. Mala umoke keo ya atura mokola. Oteko. Shaila ne kuchompulikini. No muhumbo uwa nushivapunga kukukala moveli nga ho. Asike. Gengo wano wakalavehe na eude kweli. Otaka leke no shima shinyakucha. No pife amike imonikuna amika andeta mwuyue mwumbo. Ono kwa mwene ike ilono. Itakakongi ilonga ilono kena sheke shena. Keneke shena. Ote. O. Gengo wakalamu ulinga ho. Utashidulika ukeli yange ulipomi toyo wakala kuteombo. Esi ne ino kone kwenye siku cha. Ono umapumbwa muli kilile nae. Wapumbwa numuli kilile nae. Shashi. Esi tulipo. Otulipo hatukulu. Desi tulipo hatukulu. Esi tuka. Kedula doko mesho. Wahatu. Utapuka kale fimbo po. Utoka kale ke wafauli na mwanyoko. Nde esi wafauli na mwanyoko. Shama tabere na vito kaluli na waka. Shama tovele na itakale na waka. Shama kwa hangwa kupita kadina kwa la kale liopote kuyambidida. Oteko ongaloyo. onga loyo ilinga ho. Ono, hamu kaleke mu, uno, muno shitukuru, mulio shitukuru ashimu. Kakele ni, ishi andi wapiko onga lo penya yu kupilo. Ono hadimbwa. Ono hadimbwa diba. Ye tadimbwa kucho kwali alonda kwa altari tatikucha mu mafiku mawa no mafiku mai. Aningi hanone ano. Ndepa ifesi enda dodo inima tadende duka pombada kwa eni ilonga kulipombada ova nuvene ngunga. Oto hange shatula opresha kuhumbuli lo kuhumbulo. Deja tulako opresha. Ota idrika uki hange una umuomu watati kuchamombo mkwala kwa lombo ya tekapwe. Wete go? So, before we attempt providing suggestions on the resolution of these issues, let us understand the root causes of divorce. Now, divorces are caused by various issues. Let us first of all, speak about economic pressures. Because you have to understand that for some people, they are perhaps financially strained. And probably this is the root cause of a conflict within the marriage due to rising living cost, unemployment, debt. Maybe the husband is not able to provide proper shelter for the family due to this. And it's for this reason that one of the couple filed for divorce. Because this time and again sparks disagreements. Or maybe it's over budgeting with, or overspending, which is happening, which leads to debts. And you have to understand that the debt of one couple is a debt for all. So, You end up with a situation where one of a couple file for divorce, forgetting that one of the day this person was, you know, climbed the altar and spoke the words "I do" in bad times and in good times. You see? And they tend to forget that. And also the fact that marriages like this, is like you get used to a person and then you reach a point where, you know, it's like you are with your sister, with your brother. You reach that stage. When he or she gets sick, you feel also the sickness inside of you. You reach that point. You become interconnected, intertwined with this person. To the point that when this person is not okay, you are also not okay. You know? So you reach a point where you are like with your sister, with your brother, and then you are just taking care of each other. You are just taking care of each other. So the other issue we can speak about is communication challenges. It is true that some people who are marriages, they fail to communicate properly. There is a communication breakdown in many marriages. And it is this, you know, miscommunications which make certain issues unresolved. And this leads to disagreements and a lack of constructive dialogue. And it is because of this that it causes a gradual weak, you know, it causes a gradual weakening of trust between partners. And it grows to a point like this, that anytime the husband says something to the wife, trying to resolve a certain matter or ask a certain question, it sparks an argument. Anytime the wife says something to the husband, it sparks an argument. And it's for this reason that they will not discuss the issue further anymore, because maybe one of them walk away because they don't want to argue or anything of that sort. So they will reach a point where they have so many unresolved matters. Okay? So many unresolved matters. Because every time they want to attempt, they are attempting to solve a problem, they end up just arguing. They end up arguing. How do you call this? It's a communication breakdown. And that needs to be repaired. It just needs to be repaired. Now, how do you repair a communication breakdown? Learn to apologize, like me. Learn from me. I always apologize, even though I know I didn't do what my wife is saying. I just learn to apologize. Now, if my apologies put me in a position where my wife feels that I am weak and that she don't need to apologize when she does wrong, and always think that I'm the one who's at fault, then there is a problem. Remember, in marriage, you always have to humble yourself. You just have to humble yourself. You have to swallow your pride. You have to recognize that you are nothing. You know, you have to forget about the amount of money you have. You have to recognize the value of the other person in your life. You know, the moment you overlook that, you are going to have serious problems. And I'm telling you that you don't want to be alone. You don't want to be alone. You don't. You don't want to be alone. If you don't believe what I'm saying, Then why do you have a lot of children? If you are telling me that you don't want to get married, then why do you have a lot of children? You don't want to be alone. That is a fact. Anompulikini. Oshiri nenga kuchoshe tifishimwe. Shingulu tila tashiri nyenge me homboshe shikucha. Ovali homboliva hapu. Oveno psaka dimo unashane kwa tafano. Ovena opsaka unashane kwa tafano. Da la kucha. Keshe fimbo peno opsaka di. Dele onsamane tapulasha kon onkulu kadi. Kucha omurashi konumba ya chande teiti. Ile onumbo ya chande teiti. Oaveli hangai keta atanguna. Oshirine nga akucha. E nangwe difi mboli muhade tifwa. Konkalo u onsamane ile onkulukadi apopsa. Fimboli mwe pamwina mbopsa nefimaneko. Shosho aveli hange tabatanguna. Ilo oshirine nga akucha. O apulwe pulo. Inahala kufindika. Okwala kuprovinga. Kuchayompopi mua. Inahala kufindika. Ongene ne. Esi inahala kufindika nga ha. Otave kihanga tatangu na ninali. Ile, esi nahala kufindika, oheta puini mainyayo momilongo heali nongoi. Momilongo hetatu, momilongo hamano na hetatu. Onumbu ya chande teiti, ove shu watilo numba ndeto chono kadi. Ofiro ushe nangodo. Ile, pena umu iha telele nkwa wapopse. Yatelele nkwa wapopse nde tamani. Ile, owushamu kwa tamege kupopsa, nge nkwa wapopsa, itape nkwa omitone na ya apopse koyo, kuchoshimo ushendange ipinana. Ya anjo mitoku nkwa wapopse. Otavekeli yangata aningishike, otatanguna. Eshi tatanguna, yashika hulali nawa. Ongenge pamwe umweta embu kaponde tai, tafien kwa opo iliopota popi. Ilo tamwene iki. Tafike hepo. Shashi na alawa lindishi enangu dieko mesho. Kunuku etapo nkalo po enangu eto disitopoto. You see? Because the reason why they are arguing is because no one between them want to lose a battle. And it's because of this that they form a defensive, they come up with a defensive mechanism. How do they do it? When the partner is talking about something they did, or they are requesting them, regarding something which happened. In their defense, they bring up something else, which was done by their partner long time ago. Maybe very many years ago. They go in the past and they bring that thing in the present. And then the argument starts. Oh, one of them was talking. He's just talking non-stop. without giving the other one a chance to speak, to express themselves. In that way, the communication is just one way. And now, the other one wants to explain. But this one is not stopping to talk. It ends up with a situation with somebody talking over the other one. And that sparks an argument. Nshwete, anosho, osho ne ashetane enangu kutanguna. Munga lulinga wavanu ya iko mesho, tayo kala kitabidi dingono kapone elimweki. Itaka ndrapo mungu tutakaji, doma tutakaji, ta indeke ta intandu balala, shandu balako. Mungu tutakataka leke liko shandu balako iko. Koshandubala iko kongao. Koshandubala ako. Koshandubala, koshandubala, koshandubala. Mpukini, tuita na mga pipi ndi diva. Shetu kale ta lukangane kwa nima efimbo. Tutikile nengundafana detu. Kakele. Ngengo hala nawe kuyamo. Uche kosha. Ae. Ito, tiku pa telefonje nande nande. Onomola etu mo studio, onola neta tononatu, ombali neta toliva tatu, noni, nonola neimwe, oyongano onomola etu, na tupulita yeko mesho.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete okoye ekukulile oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana unongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitida mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetida oipindi konu kwa ndado inawa nune udo otukwetida o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi tayo loka okone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kongerewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu omafelane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do. From Namibia, Africa, and around the world, tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than...
Yalo, taru kama mwanga juu prikini, taru kama ni mwanga juu, taru kama mepo, ano, hatu pranga ni komesho, ni unda fana ngani detu dongula nina, ya, siku mungu simwe. Ose singa ne kucha o tuli twafika po fimbweli o banu mahapu akalangane ndishi tunonga lwei kucha shama shima shateka paife kandre polo juu kukuplash Tafika ponga toyo. Ngenge nga kudayo dale munu kamo. Nga kudayo dale munu kamo ye kakupleshi. Uma tufayo kwa ningane ye kakupleshi. Tafika ponga loyo. Ndepe feno mikalo de wano oshweke dilinga ho. Kucha ngengo shimo shateka wafumbo kusikupleshi. Shosho nu wete no mate hombo elipomba da. Wete. Nde nale shakala shilinga kucha o vano wakala vena ngalo yoku pangela to repair aidimbuka kucho kwa kala kuno vano hapangele ni ngaku hapangele ngaku ya hapangele no mavela kwa hito no samanu ngano mwaku tuwa edinalae eli wa etili dimbulu kapife asike otwaka tuna anuo moshiwana ndele kesho nenga ku apumbwa dipangere oko edito alako Kesho eno mavela. Dwaka aneha tuteke ndisi no. Mendungu. Ongene. Wakala peno mbweo mavela. Wakala peno mbweo mavela. Ongene. Omprikini. On samano eke sefimbo kuni ilonga. Ya. Ongene. Mwefimbo ililo paife. Ono kwa hala kakupulesi. Nde ne homboso tadi lumba terangao. Ono kwete kuchae kakupulesiki. Ombo yoyita ende nawa. Ae kupulesi jamu mwombomo. Ote ponileo kuyanjo maele konu kuchangwe tu. Omo ptakadi. Ohadru kuhangonu. Ote ko. Lihonga okukandurapo mupsakadi ngeo no kandurapo mupsakadi ya one of the root cause is that we reached a moment where you know it's widely considered that whenever it's broken you can just throw it away and get another one. I mean this is a general understanding out there, a current general understanding out there, that one can always just throw away as opposed to, you know, repair. As opposed to repair. And it's for that reason that nowadays, whenever there's a problem, people just want to throw away. And they are treating marriage the same. It's safe to say that some people, they lost patience. They are not patient anymore. They are not patient with each other. They don't tolerate other people's mistakes, other people's flaws. You know? It's for that reason that why that is happening. Oshiringa kucha, oinimairinga etwa ko shirie kucha. O vanhu vahapo kaveolo kuri didimikilo mapuko avakwao. Ina halana ndilando kuri didimikile puko lankwao elipe. Ongene. Ini maili nga uta ili nyenge ili nga ho. Ya. O. Oite si maishi wa. Nenge tashi yake hombo. Wapumbwa. Kuli tulame nga kudonui. Kuchambela. Ngeno amene. Andilu mba teru angao. Mbela ngeno amene anji ningwa ngao. Wote go. Ano. Oisho ngoni tashine ngamu purikini. Oshukucha. Ongalo ilinga haa. Ohae tifuwa kongalwe ikucha. O, ono kuhale kuninga, eshi tashiningwa kwa wanu wamwe. Eshi tashiningwa kwa wanu wamwe. Na yoshweka hala kuninga kucha. Ae no, shweka shiningwa pifosho. Anwa wesho shweka ni. Ove, kushi, ova nwa weshi. Ove, Ptiopolina, ove, Paulina. Ilo wove fan veika. Have over no avish. Ongeni to duru kulandula sashini mweka no avish. Shashovo wayo loka kwa avu. Dara kucha. Kala ulinga shi uli. Gengu shi kucha oshima shosha puka. Koma diladiloe. Kongaloe kukwachawe. Otoke shiningilashike. Nanduwe tene tashiningwa kovanu vahapu. Kovanu aveshi. Ngengu shukucha. Kashilina wako madiladiloe. Otoke shiningi sashiki. You see that a lot of people they want to always go with the flow. They want to go with the flow. There is this general understanding that, no, nowadays that's how everybody does things. But the truth is, you are not everybody. You are Joseph, you are Paulina, you are Van Wyk. You are not everybody. You are unique. In other words, I'm saying that be who you are. Why should you go with the flow? You see? Why should you go with the flow? With the flow? Be who you are. Go with the flow. Why should you go with the flow? Be who you are. Our telephone number in the studio is 083-288-401. It's our studio telephone number. You can join the conversation. Feel free to do so. Just here. You can engage me, then we can take it further. Anoshongo nitahini nga mprikini, otoduru kutu denge la mstudio, konomora ango di onola, noita tunonatu, ombali noita tuliva tatu, none, nde nonola noimwe. Oyonga nonomora itu mstudio, durungane kutu kwa takuyo, shatuimo mengu ndafana, Atu pula komesho. Otasika kakarashua. Ngenge na wakalulio situkuruwa. She ngundafano do tuedi. Aye. No, tuapu mwane tu, atu, utasikalashua, ngenge tuwa imu ngane mengu ntafana, ovo shama kwa mundi shama ku, opu ngane tu, tukaitua mwana kucha, oini maishe, oilipe nele. Ya, tuenipu kafute po? Ne tukuno kukala nga netu aluka. Se itu galitu atukila kumpulikini no japo radio, no japo ka epa kwenye ngani. Watu tukile koni maashi.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida, ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo, ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Konongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo, otukupitira o special ange. Tashia kengeshe pa omarudi dayo loka. Okone ushe indife nawa, nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, oma filane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know or how to best get people to hear about it?
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its
staff.
Want
to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager. Wherever you are.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutete opoye ekukulile oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu honda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special angetashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka okwene ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa ninge Fata Fanona, Monica, ko Eagle FM, onora etatimwe, bali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali. Ileko, berewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu watatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Right, we are continuing with our conversation this morning. So divorce extends beyond separation of two individuals. It extends beyond that. And this is one thing we have to understand. Especially when there are children involved, okay? So, children, extended family members, and communities may all be affected by the emotional and, practical consequences of marital dissolution. And for children, parental separation can bring significant adjustments, including changes in living arrangements, schooling, and family routines. Many family counselors stress that maintaining cooperative co-parenting relationships can help reduce the impact on children and support their emotional development. Financially, divorce may also require families to divide assets, determine maintenance arrangements, and establish new households, creating additional economic challenges for both parties. I know someone that's in the Nakucha or a topoko of Alihombori or Alidruku Kalalina. Ano talitisha ngani kwa venya ngani va kuchane pamuno na vakwane dimo vapambele vashinda vashivikile ano community ngani shwana na shwashikala ngani shakumwa Ketokololo wano aveli wawali. Wakaliwa teombo. Ya nenu nona. Ovongo ni haka laveli po. Pondo do. Ano mwomo ngali mwiju. Shashoto dila ne kucha. O tawa kala ne nalye ne. O. Asikala yona vo shiju. Kupopsa kucha. O bahala kukalana tatu wavu. Ilo bahala kukalana mimi wavu. Ashika shiju, uno na adru kala vanyengwa kucha. Na tuche na tukakala na meme, ilo na tuche na tukakala na tati. Oteko, kunigika holololo. Kushia kuchoto ningeipi. I remember one of the cases in one of the countries, I think it was Brazil. What happened is that the couples were going through a situation.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve.
I remember one of the cases. It happened in Brazil. What happened is that the couples were going through a situation. They were going through a situation, and then they were about to divorce. So then they went to ask a son, saying that if we have to divorce, who are you going to stay with? Who are you going to choose to stay with your mother or with your father? So then the son replied, saying that you can just cut me in the middle, and then my father can take one piece, and then my mother can take one piece. You know, that's the reply of the son. And then, because of that, what the son said, they ended up deciding not to divorce anymore. Because I'm sure that none of them wanted to cut the sun into pieces. So, what the sun did or said was extraordinary, because what he was saying in actual fact is that I can't choose neither of you. I need both of you. You know, part of me need both of you. Part of me need you, part of me need you. So, either you just kill me, or you don't divorce. Okay? So, they ended up not divorcing any longer. I know. Okay, so I couldn't any anyone Brazil or Pongani Quali or Valium Bolivia no Psaka di Quita Vendre Mupsaka do Numba. Water Polano come on a match or show Tatikucha or Gengova Teo Hombo. Your Tato Coloco Carana Gelgi or Tato Coloco Carana, he loda Tocoloco Caranaina. E Tatine Gucha. Otamu duro ike mujipa enge, nde tantetenge pokati, tate takufa kwa kapambu kamwe, shipambushi mwe, meme takufa kwa shukwa. Morwane, oshosha popu wako kana, inawate ya wali ohombo. Asike, oshimashia popu wapa kwa kano, shikucha, ame, inandiha la kukala ndiliponga tuopo. Andipuru andiholole po katike ni kuchani kufepo lili. Shashamu nde mpumbwa amushe. Amushe nde mpumbwa shifike pamwe. Okanoche wita katingao. Ongene mungkalu lingao. Okeva ningawa dila dile. Mule. Nde tabakala. Inawatea ohombo. Oteko. Upona omopsaka ja pumpulikini, tayari nyenge moshua na shetu, Yeah. Unene. Ipopselilo paife. Olonana. Inalihara kujitimikilasha. Oh. Wano paife. Sheike okay makasho neke kefika hapa. Olodi na lolo. Unene. Umprikini tashikalashua. Kucha. Na tukalani hatulu moro mopta kajashona. Takaje kufika pa una. Tukaletu shi ngene tunokaza kandrapo mopta kajampurikini. Hatu prako mesho. Ya. Yeah. Ano, osho nenga ho, kucha, otunasha atu duruku ninga kuseveni, shala kucha, otu, openasha atu duruku ningo potu kaletu akandura pomopsa kadi, kusevena iki. Shashi, ove uli momo hombomo. Ote, o ulimo, ove ulimo. Ungene numopsaka ditaholo kapo, ove uno kalawa kandulapo. Ino kalawa telelo numu aje kunya, uye kukandule pomopsaka joka. Ote go, ove. Uwapumbu kushiva, nge uku, uno kupopsa na mkweni shashi. Umopsaka jamwe, tae. Tae tifuwa konga lwe iyo vanuwe heshi kupopchana wakwao. Ote, oto wapino nu otu ingida. Onu kesho mbolo. Onu mleke na yapa, ndono otu ingida. Kende wali kulombo wa kuchankwe to otu ingida. Shika na otu ingida. Aye. Uno kutulande tolipula mwove mwene mwi. Kucha na mwendilingo she tifishu pusaka jo. Ndeto pukine konu te kolombo kucha. Umona sike uhole kuingida. Te kupula kucha. Umona sike uhole kuingida nana. Uwete kisa fashima shishona. Ndoshi mwesha kula. You see? The biggest problem. Oh, let me say like this. Solving marriage problems does not really depend on anybody else. It depends entirely on two couples. You know, two couples, those two couples who are facing a marriage problem, they have power to change the situation within their marriage. They have power. You know, you are the one who is in that marriage. So you have power to change the situation in that marriage. You just need to master how to communicate with the other one. Because a lot of problems people are experiencing, people are facing, caused by communication problems. They are caused by communication problems. People are experiencing communication problems. There is a communication breakdown. People don't know how to talk to others. You know, you are talking to someone. The person is not far from you, but you are shouting. And the person is asking you, why are you shouting? And instead of recognizing something wrong which you are doing, you are bringing up again problems from 19 Kururu. How do you expect this problem to be resolved? Meaning, we need to overcome pride. Pride is that situation where a person can't be corrected. They are always right. They have self-righteousness. You know, they practice self-righteousness. They don't do mistakes. You know, I'm not like you. You are like this. You also once did this. You know, in this way, one cannot change the situation. In marriage, there's a need to be humble. You need to forget how much money you are getting per month. You need to forget that. You need to be humble. And recognize that you are nobody. Omprikini. Oshushiringa kucha. Mungala mwenyo. Ono kwa pumbwa adzimbruke kucha yeke shisha amengi shisha obumo kudzimbwa ni maluwa yu na mumba anga kucha ifike peni ni maluwa yu heta mumba omu kuchi ifike peni obumo kudzimbwa ni mayo ndengengo alomba kucho apuka. Nde tokalo ofika nde tuipura kutonda puki lambe la peni. Opweke ee. Tokalo une kandre polo ju. Shara kucha ashipumbwa efimbo wipule. Nde totalo lula omikalo doi. Opo umone kucha. Openi wapuka. Wete go? Opo umone kucho openi wapukilo mpo ikini. Ndengenge ove unya ino wala kutambula kwa mapuko hende tuwa pukulula. Oto, tuka ntula pupusaka dingali. Tuka ntula pupusaka dingali pimpulikini. Onora neta tunonatu, ombali neta tuoliva tatu, none, onora neimwe, ongano numa etumu studio, dungane kudengeramo, sietu karangane tuwa amome ngundafano mpurikini, ano senave, osina hangane ino shiku mungosho tuesi. 083-288-401 is our studio telephone number. You can also participate in the discussion. Feel free to do so. And we can take it from there.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional, and church events. And basically any event that you wish to broadcast
church
on a
and
national...
the vision behind hosting the marriage seminar.
Okay, to speak about AFM Living Stones, we are a congregation.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional, and church events. And basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of
Want to know
staff.
About Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager. Wherever you are.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge patafano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa, mura hetatu natu, bali o hetatu matatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back from that break, and let us continue with our discussion. So, it's very important to always ask for an apology. You know, very much important to ask for an apology, even when it seems like you are not the one at fault. You know, it bring you to. To a level where you know, where you can be able to apologize and overcome pride. So now, if you happen to be in that situation where you are finding it hard to apologize, it basically means that you have to overcome a certain level of pride. And you know, pride is something, it doesn't take anybody anyway. You find that people are experiencing a problem in their marriage. For example, I'll give you an example of pride, how pride works. You know, let me say that you are experiencing a marriage problem, and there's a program maybe is offered. It's, there's somebody who's talking. Maybe the person is in the radio, or the person is just talking somewhere. And then the only thing you can say is that, why that one? Is he the one who knows better about relationships or what? You know? Instead of, you know, just listen to what the person has to say and take what you can take for yourself. You know, and you know, if you know you are disinterested, then maybe just stay out of it. Because a lot of people who are in a situation, they don't want to recognize that they are in a situation. They don't even want to show it. When they are coming in public, they want to pretend as if they are the best couples ever. They want to show the true picture out there. Let me give you an example. There used to be a family in Angola. Okay? Those years, there was a US dollar in Angola. People were rich. People were rich, but really rich. And there was this family. They used to own everything. And one day they lost everything. Now they didn't have even food to eat. And the children will go home for lunch from school and come back and pretend that like they had their best meal ever. You see? So in that way, while in that situation pretending, you know, they can't be assisted. Nobody can assist you. They needed You know, they needed to be humble and request for help and ask for help from somebody. It is only then when they could be assisted. You know? I know upotie komesho utapumbo kukala obali hupipiki. Ya, yeah, ano uso nenga kucha otashika shiwa otashika nane shiwa ngenge tuwa ninge shiri mwanjira mprikini. Ya, yeah, o shungo nitashini nga mprikini, shungo nitashini nga o hatu pranga neko mesho ano. Ano kwenye nanjendu shuo peni nwapa kucha unwa honu nyingonwe akale linge ipi. Onwa au ningonwa hakonge kwafo ape kwafo elipumbwa ni chene o uno situation uno ngalo numba momo mpoe opongone uetele la kucha na ave mwine shuri po apumbwe kwafo asike esita mwe mo publica mwe tike kovanu ave she ya mushuliki ote kapo neko esikucha mwapungu kwa foro numba. Kapeneko hamushuli kile. Kucha mwapungu kwa foro numba. Mititine wendenge natoka po te problema deko vano. Aye, ashe tingao. Okucha. Otasika ngo shapumbiwa. Upopse nanuwa numba apata shishiva. Apanguwe tekuchanga jonde mwine kila. Ya, kakele ne. Ngengo teku romposho peni wa shimusha ningure ngane mo Angola. Durangane dadileko. Okwali pena family mwe. Family.
The role of the courts. In Namibia, the...
Yeah, I know. Upakala ngane pena o family yamba. Family muna wa yamba lila. Chukuche fimboli nyakwe ngane pena US dollar te itondoka ngane mu Angola mu. Yeah, no US dollar yo. Kwa li lila puno vandu ya shikwete na wale lila. Upakala no family ne yamba. Ndo yamba ni moshili. Ya familia yamba si va yamba. Weki yangane waka nifakese shimwe. Waka nifakese shimwe kapena no ala kupo pisa ya kuchwa kavenari maliwa. Ongene o pifimbolo ku lo pause. Talo vanu wa yamba. Nde popo use o hawaka lia keumbo. Mala ni otawa hike kumbo ma kakuna shikuna nika. Kakuna neshikuna. Kumbo kakuna neshikuna. Ndeji tajoko, tajikone, ta popse story kucha. Oh, talio, talio kuli acha. Mara po usilika vena shiva kumbo. Ya, ongene. Omanga ki kuita verumba tamonka lulinga ho, kapo na kuita druku vatela. Na ndoka shona. Okwewe no kalawa popso, ngalo muvota vendele, opo wa druku kwa fero. Solonga ki kuive limonga loyo, kape pena utadruku vatela mpulikini. Shoshone neshilinga ho, kucha ngengo wakala, doote kucha inmeshiri na, kapo nite kuvatele. Ya. Yeah. Natupurikine nyutale. Koka popi wakanda nyanyangidapo. Let us listen to this presentation regarding this very same issue, and we can continue after this.
The role of the courts. In Namibia, the High Court plays a central role in hearing divorce matters and ensuring that legal requirements are met before a marriage is dissolved. Proceedings often involve issues such as the division of property, child custody, guardianship, maintenance, and other related matters. Each case is decided on its own facts, with the court seeking outcomes that comply with the law while considering the interests of any children involved. Strengthening support systems. Family advocates argue that stronger support systems could help some couples address relationship challenges before they escalate to divorce. Premarital education, marriage counseling, financial literacy programs, and accessible mental health services are among the interventions frequently recommended. Religious organizations, community groups, and professional counselors also continue to play an important role in offering guidance and mediation to couples experiencing difficulties. While counseling may not save every marriage, professionals say it can help couples make informed decisions, improve communication, or, where separation becomes inevitable, manage the process in a way that minimizes unnecessary conflict. Looking ahead, the early High Court figures have drawn attention to divorce as an important social issue in Namibia, but they do not yet provide a complete picture of trends for 2026. The release of comprehensive data by the Namibia Statistics Agency later in the year will offer a clearer understanding of whether divorce rates have increased, remained stable, or declined compared with previous years. In the meantime, the number of cases already before the courts underscores the importance of continued public dialogue on relationship health, family support, and access to services that help couples navigate the challenges of modern life. Regardless of the final annual figures, the discussion surrounding marriage, family stability, and the well-being of children is likely to remain an important issue for policymakers, legal professionals, and communities across Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any
of
its staff.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager. Wherever you are.
Welcome back. And as we are continuing and we are navigating through the twilight this morning, And I trust that you and I are having a very constructive conversation. You know, many other times we speak about money. We speak about, you know, everything else. But, you know, if somebody that work for you, maybe it's a cashier, maybe it's a driver, maybe it's even a chief executive officer, or it's a doctor, or doesn't matter. But if this person's sentimental life is not okay, you know, you are going to experience a situation where they are probably not come to work, and that is going to affect your productivity. Now, what is productivity? Productivity is an amount of work performed. It's an amount of work performed by any employee, you know, per hour, per day, per month, per year, you know, all that. That is productivity. So, if somebody is absent because they are going through a psychological trauma, for sure that is going to affect, you know, your output, the number of goods and services produced by employees per day, per week, per month, per year. It's going to affect that all that. And for sure, the aim of any given organization is to, you know, to maximize profit. So, we can't talk about being successful in the business if we are not speaking about those people to be well sentimentally who are Yeah, so there is a need for us to do what we have to do. Ano ponangani omumbwe opotuninge shitunokukatwa ningomprikini. Tuninge shitunokukatwa ningomprikini. Ano shashi Luhapu atupo pingane kumbinga haye o vanu watkale watota pingi sefa haye shima shua ashike ono te kulongele ngengo kwa kala ehe lino atalela tendele mongalo ombatangano ujuu mongalo mwenye ayo pahole otashidulika shumwe telengane madiladilo akukuta madiladilo afindakana. And otoki yango no eto iteaki longa asha shukwa bugnwa of nde efimbolo ehepopo tashitikucha nga ove oilonga ya shuna pedu ano shayala kucha efimboli mwei hatuli pula kombinga eni mairinga ha ashiko inashita iti yo no kongalo yuye mwetu. Ya ongeni, tashikarashua ngenge twa monokucha, otwa ninga shishini mwenjilo mpulikini. Ya, ano, osongone tashende ngao. Aye. Na vototu ngane kudenga wa mwa studio, nomala tu mwa studio, nola na etatu nonatu, ombali na etatu uliwa tatu, none, nonola na imwe, na vototu ngane kudenga wa mwa studio, ve utuka ngane pia mme undafana, no, otasitiku choshiku mungwe si, na shosha fima neke kongaloe ukupilo wetu, tala kucha, ngenge, o, ovanu ovoto ovali ombole tavendele mongalo ilinga hoyo psakadi vatalela muhombo yavo otashitikucha otashidurika noku kala vetapo yuye mo otashike vanyenga shashi paife okwafungwa kudila dila kuchonge ipimbela oshikwembela ndino kanda ningopo ndete moyo ye mumeumbo nde pesimbo la fafana omadila dila ayo kwa pia nekwa tuiki no mpuliki ni kucha kese shimwe eshe atu ningi kombada washita meke momadila dila etu momadila dila etu omuamuta meke kese shimwe opo ndi findane opo ndi etepwe proyeka opo ndi ninge shinya opo ndi ninge shi omonwa sikucha ondatame kandi pulande andi dila dila kuto nyo kande se etaponga helipi ya ongene ne o ongene o tasikala siwa ngenge ndakala ndina omadila dilo eliponele oteko ngenge ndakala ndina omadila dilo eliponele ya ongene ngenge madila dilo ka eliponele nina ngao otashika kuma onkalo wangeo kudila dila yo ya osho ne ngao kucha osho nishi hala ne osho ondala ndika ndina madila dilo eliponele ongene ompulikini madila dilo yango takaleke eliponele ngenge ndakufa kutsaka jonda talela ya shosho no wote shosho no wote kucha otapumba kukala takongo nkalo keshe hatu duropo tukatu akandura kutsaka julinga ha ya oshimashimwe sha elohi sikucha omu kutsaka jokomba dedu tapu Esi ngo afinda u, no mongolo pena umwe. No mongeli nyo shongo. Esi ngo ufinda, pota po yali ukwao. Oshweiki, 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 oshweiki. Oshiringa ayo kucha, uwa nwa wahatari omopita kaji, omopita kaji omuhadi mumafika mawakola. Ote, keshe pamwe, kucha no una ngeshefa. Esi watale lwa, omopita kaji, mongeshefa yoye, ota ukuni nge uje mumafika mawakola. Upsaka joe sitoku ufinda e sitoka kala wama kumbiga kunya we ufinda itokala vali wafafana otoka lono umwe ilile ya no mungula ne ova no isave kia kwa weta weku pulo maele otoya njo maele li monjila shashi shashi momo upsaka di omu apitila wetego shoshu wete kucha onu ya druku po psaka kumbiga e hombo nde ngenge momo bine ndamo Ae, ite shiduru. Otapo pisike. Onu otapo pikombinga yehombo. Mohombo. Omweli. Ilo mwali. Shashi. Okushina ana omopita kadi. A elimo. Kucho amuhangwa. Ova no hawangwa omopita kadi. Ndishipe ife. Oa hombo lonu. Shashi. Wataloka adona kana kachepa. Kenangane mpindi toto uno huwa. Menkwetu, nosiwa kucho mo upsaka jo haoloka komba daedu. Nongengo upsaka jo mo haoloka, de oka adona kwa atala, taka kalalike heno mpindi toto uno huwa. Oto ningingali. Oto ninge mbela. Shashi, okwali watala kwa ashu wete. That is what it is. Because some people, they choose wives and they are concentrated on the outside beauty. But the fact of the matter is that beauty is temporary. Now, what if that beauty is not there any longer? What will you do? Otoningi nenga helipi. Ngengo amono owa okwali obetote kaupobali. Omo psaka jo haye ashoshe kulombwele. Omo ya hamo ahango vanu. Ano. Otoningevimbera. Ochongwenda hini gao. Ochongwenda hini gao prikini. Ohatu prangane komesho. Ohatu prangane komesho no programa etu.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu batatu omafilane Eagle FM DI.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend.
Yeah. I thought I'm going to jump in at the Braco Mesho. Yeah. Vanu akalanga neve na veno interest aike moku kaleke vali fundula nga singa nishuka po Auguste nga ae wapulanga no majala kupita kota chae po Auguste tipi tipo mura singa nekucha po Auguste apa vanu ate angani ili avalopo ili opo ngani ngene mafundula apo pungoni ani ngwapo. Yeah, no. Oh, that's the thing I need to check. Oh no, Okwa hala na Okwa to family. Asi kene, moku ningo shivelo muna. Oh no, wali ekeva hala kuli enja dabo, kuli hano efundula. Deka pona we no interesta. Kucha sitanga kala mumbo yitanga kala muna nangipi mwafa tu ai apo nawe na nasho ya ongene utashikala shiwa. ngenge abantu batule ngono no kohombo ponele ukala batula engono kefundula yasi efundula sibira sifikuli mwalige ya sike yafimana okukala bamutamona kucha twa investa mo mwashita sikalele ya siri ninga kucha ombo yovene yafe hauto anzi yele kangane ne hauto usisi kucha e hauto halipumbangane ku kutwarwa kosevesa kutwarwa ngane kosevesa opo lidule ngane okukala lili mundjolowele shashe shitali shingwa ngane ngainya mbo limwe embo hadimo tadumo nosho tu no mbo so ili nga kucha ipumwe ngane kutwarwa kosevesa osevesa ipo shikene otashi dulu kukala ike kucha pumbwa ngane efimbo onu mujepwa ike namukaka ngane nando ponele imwe ngane iihepa opo ngone tanka yame ngundafana nyemupopye kucha onumbo yacho ngadi ndete iti opone opo onho mkweni ekupatulukile tekulombwele ngane nashi shali shalila ngane omwali monduda tekulombwele nashi kwali nekikulombwela nale ya omulwashi ngane kucha pomito ya ano shungo ni tashini ngao ya so in attempts to provide the resolutions to different problems people are experiencing you know that you one have to gain mental strength for them to, you know, to also cancel themselves, you know, to cancel themselves. Yeah. Yeah, so it will be good for you to make sure that you have mental strength for you to reprimand, to be able to reprimand those problems as they are occurring. You know, sometimes the biggest problem is emotions. People want to make decisions according to how they feel. And that is problematic because feelings are not permanent. Feelings are not perfect. They are not. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know someone doesn't know. Someone doesn't know. Pregini, I to prang an ekomesho. I to prang an ekomesho no program I to. Oh, that's the good chat. Oh. Okukala tuendele momo psakadi. Tuendele momo psakadi. Tashikala shi wangenge wa mono kucha. onengo no pama tiladilo. So tete puhanye no mopsa ka jove wa talila. Wa hanye ni. Nde ite wabina wakucha kupopo nande wani. Kupopo nande nande. Ok? Ya. Shashi. Gengo shale. Uvana wabe, nomu psa kati, yabe ndire mumu psa kati, nana, otu wange wa relaxa, a relaxe ike, depa ife, o atere lono eto, efe kutaka angwa kupla kati onumba, akakali nana taela, ongalo imu iju, shashi, Mopsa kati wabende sheli po akalangani afo training. Okuku train, okuku deulangani. Akalangani afe deulo. Okuku deulangani ukale. Ya, opungane ukale. Ulimongalo ngane hili. Oyotodungane kufinda kesho ngalo mwewe totalele. Ho. Ya, nongene. Oita chika ashi nga kucha. Panga pifika uhapu. Ya, shongon tasinde nga. Shongon tasinde nga mprikini na vota dunga ni ukala kufambinga mo programa. No. Programa mo studio. Nomura mo studio nola neta tulunatu ombali neta tuliva tatu none nola neimwe yongano nomura tumo studio totungane kuidenga ove ukarengane wakufumbinga mo programa yeah so the telephone number in the studio today this morning is 083-288-401 is our studio telephone number you can come through and we can take it from there yeah Don't go anywhere.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipura nengilo wapumbwa Eva Tero ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite okoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamoiri nawa. Ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM. The eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually to put it in my.
Yeah, torkame nga jomprikini. Hano. Hatuka pukina ngane mole fimbolisho na kapopua ngane. Oko hatuke trapo ngane. Ko osinyanga dala show Ted. Ho ho ho. Tu denga ne kucha o sike na na se tanga ne teolo hombo se atukata la li kucha o sike o sho omaelengana atupewa kucho siko sio tunoka twaninga opo mpsaka jange ngetaholuka otwa tukale to sikucha tukaingane tuno ilifo ino ilifo kucha o tuno kala ta tu ilifana na monkalo lipi. Okay. Yeah. Na tuene tuwa tuwa po ipindisi, tuka tuwa alukanga nekoni ma ipindisi, tuka tuwa tukila mpurikini.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Lipura nengelo wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Konongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge fata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora itatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumderewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best.
Raise your hand. Not a lot of hands.
How many people here think of themselves as the sort of person who gets divorced? Raise your hand.
Not a lot of hands. That's what I used to think too. I thought that divorce was something that happened to other people. People not as committed, not as loyal, not as caring as I am. Even when my first marriage, it became clear it had to end, I kept thinking, but I'm not the sort of person who gets divorced.
In 2010, I was diagnosed with breast cancer that had already spread to lymph nodes. This may seem like a strange thing to say, but I see that time in my life as a gift. It's not that I wasn't afraid of dying. I'm still afraid. But my family and friends, they dropped everything to help me. I've never felt so loved. My experience with divorce was very different. I was shattered and living in this haze of self-doubt and sadness, sleeplessness, and I felt very alone.
When someone gets diagnosed with cancer, we all want to help. We attach words like survival, battle, brave, and courageous to patients with a serious illness. When someone gets divorced, if the word battle gets used, it doesn't get attached to words like brave. It gets attached to words like guilt, shame, laziness.
As a society, we encourage behaviors we like, such as seeking medical treatment or getting married, and we discourage behaviors we don't like, such as divorce, through social narratives. We all absorb these social narratives from an early age, and we hardly ever question them.
An idea or a social narrative that society won't let you question is called a sacred cow. So we were thinking a lot about these sacred cows as we went through our respective divorces and remarriage. We talked about them so much that they started to take on personalities. And we gave them names. We wrote a book about it. I love these cows. They make me so happy. So we started to give them names. Some of them are sly. Some of them are judgmental. Some of them are just plain mean. Whatever their approach, though, they all have the same goal. They want to get people married and then keep them married. To show you how they work, we'll introduce you to three of them today.
The holy cow wants to convince everyone that marriage is good for society and that we owe it to society to get married and stay married. One of the many ways she does this is by exploiting our deeply ingrained cultural sense of the sacredness of commitment.
Have you ever wondered what exactly is being promised at a wedding?
Yeah, we've all known that since we were kids, right? For better, for worse, richer, poorer, sickness, health, for as long as we both shall live.
For as long as we both shall live what?
I will always love you.
I'm super glad to hear that. But what does it mean to say that you will always love me? Can you really promise that your feelings for someone will never change?
No. If you were applying for your dream job, you would never sign a contract that said, I not only promise never to leave this job, but I promise to be equally enthusiastic about working here every single day for the rest of my life, no matter how this job evolves and no matter how much I change as a person. But that's actually pretty much what we do when we get married.
So if we took a more clear-eyed view of the wedding contract, what would it look like? Let's try out a few. I, Astro, do promise to act as though I love you, Danielle, for as long as I shall live. I promise not to leave you under any circumstances, no matter how miserable it makes me to stay with you.
Well, so that's a more realistic contract, because you're promising something you could actually promise to deliver. But I don't want you around if you're going to be miserable.
Okay, fair. Wait, all right, let me try again. All right. I, Astro, do promise to do my utmost to love you, Danielle, for as long as we are married. If a time comes when I do not love you, I will do everything in my power to rekindle that love. If that doesn't work, I will end our marriage as elegantly as I can.
Okay, that's more specific.
Good check.
And it's more informative, because right? Now I know exactly what you'll do if you stop loving me. But it's so unromantic. Nobody is going to say that at a wedding.
All right, okay. All right, one more. I, Astro, do promise to love you, Danielle, forever. I'm leaving unspoken what happens if I can't continue to love you, as that's a highly uncomfortable subject right now.
Yeah. So that is pretty much the contract that we signed on to when we got married. It's vague. It has no provisions for what happens if things go sour, and it is completely unenforceable.
The holy cow likes that ambiguity. She knows that we didn't mean to say that we would stay together forever, no matter how miserable it makes us. But she'll point out that we said, till death do you part. And she doesn't want to have a discussion about what exactly we meant by that, or whether that was a reasonable promise to make.
Of course, the holy cow is not going to be able to guilt trip everyone who falls out of love into staying married. That's where the one true cow steps in. She is a hypocrite. If you're single, she'll tell you that true love is the most noble and important aspiration in the world. But after you get married, she'll say, true love? Honey, That's just a myth invented by Hollywood.
The one true cow first became apparent to me in the different reactions of friends and family to my first and second weddings. The first time I got engaged, everyone just said, congratulations. The second time, the same people said, are you sure that's such a good idea? And it wasn't because they didn't think that Danielle's wonderful, but they gave a pass to the power of true love the first time. They weren't willing to grant a second time.
So one true cow also lurks in the plot lines of movies like Sleepless in Seattle, which is one of the most popular romantic comedies ever made. It's the story of this woman named Annie, who's engaged to marry this sweet, kind of goofy guy named Walter. One day, Annie is transfixed by a stranger's voice on the radio, the voice of this lonely, widowed architect named Sam. For somewhat unclear reasons, Annie decides that this guy she's never met is her destiny, and she ditches Walter to pursue Sam.
Romantic comedies like this keep us entertained because they tap into our belief in true love. We have to want Annie to end up with Sam, or the story has no traction. If we thought her fiancé would make Annie just as happy as lonely, enigmatic Sam, then we would spend 2 hours watching this film and thinking, she's a lunatic. Instead, we spend 2 hours worrying that Annie's going to get stuck with her boring fiancé and hoping that she can find her way to her true love, Sam.
Imagine, for a moment, a different movie. One where Annie and Walter get married as planned, and then after the wedding, Annie is transfixed by Sam's voice on the radio. If Annie is wearing a wedding band instead of an engagement ring when she falls for Sam, the movie doesn't seem so romantic or funny, does it? There could only be two socially acceptable outcomes in that case. The movie could turn into a tragedy, or Annie could realize that Walter was her true love all along and that Sam was just a distraction.
That switch in your mind from, oh, it's so romantic, to, ugh, that she just talked about, that's the one true cow at work. When Annie's engaged to Walter, we want her to throw caution and reason to the wind and chase down her true love. But if she's married, even just by a few weeks, we want to sit her down and talk some sense into her. We want to make sure she understands the truth, which is that Sam couldn't possibly make her any happier, that Walter's as good a guy as she's ever going to find, and that there's no such thing as true love.
All of this can lead to a bad case of social whiplash, being told before marriage to believe in true love, and then if you miss finding it at the altar, being told that it never existed. It's not possible for true love to exist on one side of the moment where someone says, I now pronounce you man and wife, and not exist on the other side. The fact that our society tries so hard to have it both ways is a perfect example of a sacred cow.
We only had time to talk to you about three of the sacred cows today, and we had a really hard time choosing which three.
We decided that even though she's the least entertaining, the innocent victim cow is the most powerful and the most cruel of all of the cows. When it comes right down to it, the most forceful argument our society makes against divorce is that it harms children. We know this from personal experience because we have 4 children and we were quite worried about what effect divorce would have on them. Once we delved into the scientific literature, though, we were surprised to find that there's actually no good evidence that divorce affects long-term outcomes for kids. This isn't entirely the fault of the research community. It turns out that this is a really, really hard question to study.
The first problem, the reason it's hard to study, is because this sounds obvious, but married people are not the same as divorced people. It's not just that divorced people tend, on average, to be poorer, less well-educated, and have more mental health problems than people who stay married. It's also that happily married parents tend not to get divorced. So you can't learn anything meaningful comparing the children of parents who choose to get divorced with the children of parents who choose to stay married. It's apples to oranges.
A related issue is that even if children whose parents divorce have more problems, that doesn't mean that their parents' divorce caused the problems. Correlation is not causation. For instance, did you know that the size of your hand is inversely correlated with your life expectancy? It's true. People with small hands live longer. Are big hands a health hazard? No. It's just that women on average have smaller hands than men, and women on average also live longer than men. The same principle applies to divorce. If children whose parents are divorced have a higher prevalence of autism, that doesn't mean that their parents' divorce made them autistic.
A third problem is that there's so many factors that go into contributing to the well-being of children. You know, most of us as parents know how mysterious it is that one of our children grows up to be a reclusive artist and another grows up to be a politician, or how any child of mine got musical talent. It's almost impossible to tease out the effect of divorce on children from the many, many other genetic, social, and environmental factors that contribute to and influence how children grow up.
So what would a proper study of the effects of divorce on children look like? Researchers would need to randomly assign thousands of married parents to two groups, one where everyone gets divorced and one where everyone stays married.
Right. Imagine if a researcher said, you're going to get an envelope in the mail that will tell you whether you need to get divorced next week or you need to stay married for 10 years. Then we'll test your kids every year to see how they're doing. Would you participate in that study? That's why there are no reliable studies about the effect of divorce on children.
Everyone is welcome to have an opinion about how divorce affects children. But this social narrative that says that it's a known fact that if you get divorced, your children will be less happy, less successful, less well-adjusted than if you stayed married, that's just wrong. It's misleading and it's cruel.
On the other hand, no one can say that divorce has no effect on children. What we should be saying as a society to parents who are considering divorces, we just don't know what effect your divorce might have on your child. The only thing that we can know for certain is that the kind of person most of us grow up to be is determined overwhelmingly by factors other than our parents' marital status.
There are many, many good reasons to avoid divorce. Divorce is painful for everyone involved, including maybe even especially for children. Divorce is disruptive, it's expensive, it's a huge drain on time and energy. Most important, some marriages get better, and it would be a shame to end those marriages prematurely.
On the other hand, there are times when divorce represents the best solution, and sacred cows get in the way of people making good decisions. They add guilt, shame, and confusion to what is already an agonizing process.
As a society, maybe instead of pressuring people to get married and to stay married, maybe we should just acknowledge that love is complicated and divorce is hard. Maybe we should say to people who are struggling in their marriages, don't let these sacred cows bully you. Work through your problems with compassion for your children, for your spouse, for yourself. Whatever you decide and however things turn out, we collectively have got your back.
We wish for you and for all who you hold dear that love be sacred all the days of your life and theirs.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Konongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo, o tukwe tira o special, nge tashia kengeje fa omarudi dayo loka, o kwene ushe njife nawa, nukumona o ijamoyiri nawa, nge pata fanoa na Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe bali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu watatu, o mafelane Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling...
It's TEDx Shorts. If we look at the rate of divorce in many parts of the world, it can feel a bit defeating. But there's the other percentage of marriages that do work. What are those keys to a successful partnership? George Blair West is a psychiatrist. And in today's talk, he shares three reasons why marrying later in life is better.
Almost 50 years ago, psychiatrists Richard Ray and Thomas Holmes developed an inventory of the most distressing human experiences that we could have. Number one on the list, death of a spouse. Number two, divorce. Three, marital separation. Now, generally, but not always, for those three to occur, we need what comes in number seven at the list, which is marriage. So for those of you who want to embrace the post-romantic destiny era with me, let me talk about my three life hacks for preventing divorce. Now, we can intervene to prevent divorce at two points: later, once the cracks begin to appear in an established relationship, or earlier, before we commit, before we have children. And that's where I'm going to take us now. So my first life hack. Millennials spend hours on their devices a day. And some say, probably not unreasonably, this has probably affected their face-to-face relationships. Indeed, and add to that the hookup culture, ergo apps like Tinder, and it's no great surprise that the 20-somethings that I work with will often talk to me about how it is often easier for them to have sex with somebody that they've met than have a meaningful conversation. Now, some say this is a bad thing. I say this is a really good thing. It's a particularly good thing to be having sex outside of the institution of marriage. Now, before you go and get all moral on me,
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear.
Hello. Oh, someone just sending a prekina to prangane come show, to prangane come show. Yeah, oh. Otashi tikucha, oh. If imboli mwe, oh, wali homboli, oh, atashi dugangane wakale, hawa, wekotekonga roe yoko, yoko tangonege. Yakutangona moru ni maishona ni maishona ike ni kupe no shualelwa ni chene kucha ngenge pamupuna umwe ha aduru kuja kilo ngandesha amu kuidurenga kwa fie kopo fie kopo ngala ngala ikopo apa dihenu kukala ya shupuna ngani nula ewe nga kungani umodino kadaturwa ya pefimbolo ngengo wene wa mwana inga kune hadifu hapo una umaholololeli avali ngenge pamwe toka kalawa handuka kutumashi kono hafie eke nga kopo na ndo ono mbwele mpweke edifie kese fimbo mpweke edifie opo kuchine kufima neka uneholololo kukalawa handuka ndetokalitu popina ule wa fimbo ande mafiku awali ilo o nehore lolo kubudila dila kucha ngenga nonda kanda anduka ndikali tivo pinae ashikwa filenge neshike shashi o dite kokucha o efimbolimwe o ehando ali druku ningo ke makasi na ningo oshime hakula shashi kasi nasha na shishe tifo pchakadi ashike oshinasha nashi sha ningwa poka chopo o poshike tifo shijemo sha khuni upo ude kona wandara ndikulo mbwere o dola imwe ndio te mama za wali na etatu mama za wali na etatu mo kate na sopa kate ma sopa mo kate na sopa mo mo kate na sopa kuli mahalo kwa sini kwa nima shwa nlumenu atipa kama na mati kama na mati aka okuita tangu na nake ndele okuige tangu na ta konjele e dola dilion longo da Namibia shashe uwaveno kuita alandi fombelela nde ngishine kucha e dola dilion longo da ningashike ashike ovakata mekata konjele dola dilion longo ove mutoto tine ondaka tipaero no tendola ngepi ae oshima shike tifa eso kashina hano tendola otendola oike tifa upsa kazi ta itife nangu ashikopu na hajapo puwa po poka chopo. Iti idruko shikoleka. Mala, ondishe kuchoshe keshe ya shani ngwapo. Pena ya shimu shani ngwapo poka chopo. Otendoro ye tifa upsa kazi. Ashiko pena ya shimu shani ngwapo poka chapa. Uposike tife so. Uponini maapo puwa po. Tashiduko pena no nomali dengo nomali pumo mumwe. Penini maapo puwa poka chapa. Opo. Oyin maya ka popua poyo oye etifa unya kufonje bonde tasho kama na mati. Ami diti ne ukasho mona mati oye ukasho nu ai asho tinga anje kucha. Esha ni popsa poyo kucha mopsa ka jadru kala shona. Ndo adru kune ne pekwa. Kuseni ngenge ka tshi kucha utno ka twa handling ngepi. Ya, otoduru ukukala uno onuwe hafi ike nga kuobo. Ndo ito dureke e nga kuodo kukala ike uwe hodi kufapo. Ndo ito kale kuno mbili we. Toti kufapo ike totitula. Kese ike fiku toti yange dili opo. Toti kufapo ike totitula penya. Apa hadi kala. Toti kile uno mbili we. Toti kile kuno mbili we. Topule kombese no mbili we. Menkweto, nekulo mbwela shima shimwe. Kapu nofito la mulandu wa mbili. Ongene mbili shima hapumba. Anu wapuka weno mbili. Menele jilonga. Kaweno mbili. Menkweto, dopa politika veli mokaweno mbili. Moma hangano veli mokaweno mbili. No mongele kano muna anuweno mbili. Wateko, ongene. Ongengo mbili yo wina. Yoko mwenyo, wato duruko ni kaka shishimu opo wikale momo, wikale kepo momo vomo. Ongene ni rasike pulao ninge oini maimwei, ngenge teitaro kono mweli penyala hituika ipule kucha. Pamwe, umba ya ilo kune ndunge na wa ilo umba da no shetu, ashike mbole vomo nneke uudi teko kucha. Ombile shima hino ngushu, no ashimu wukale kapo monu. You see, there are couples who fight over small things, and then they will end up fighting. And, you know, always when you are encountering a problem between the two of you, you have two choices. Let me give you an example. Let me say, that, you are couples. Let me say you are couples, and between these couples, there is one of them who leave shoes just anyway. Whenever they come from work, they just remove the shoes and then leave the shoes there. They don't take the shoes. And then you start to speak, why do you leave shoes there? It's not good. But the person keep on doing the same thing. Just like you are speaking to a stone. They don't listen to you telling them about the shoes or anything like that. So, in that moment, you have two choices. Either to take the shoes and put them where they are supposed to be, or to leave the shoes there and start complaining and start arguing. Two choices. And I'll give you an example. In 2008, there was an incident which happened in Kiet-Mansoub, the southern part of Namibia. A father killed a son. They were arguing because of a $10. And the father ended up taking a gun and shooting his son. Now, probably you are listening to this story and you are thinking, how cruel is the father? How cruel is this father? How can he kill a son for a mere $10? No. It is like this. The $10 Namibian was the cause of an argument. But there were things which were mentioned there. I cannot for sure tell you that that is exactly what happened. But in my thinking, I know that these people were arguing, and in the process things were said, and probably things were done. And is when the father took a gun and killed the son. And I'm not saying you can kill your son. No. No, I'm not saying that. No. I know. Utasitikucha, ngengo una onsamanoe ilo nukulukaduwe, hajeke kilo ngandele. Osho, osho, lebeke ikupe. Utasidurika penu psaka jumwe wayo loka kwao. Hajeke kilo ngatafi inga kuoposho. Unoma hololo javali. Oto holola okufi inga kuopo. Ndito jipu ahanduka, nde toningo mafiku avali nukupsa onsamanoe ilo nukulukaduwe. So ashafi eke inga kuopo. Ile, enga kwa doa jikufa ponde toditura mwakalae omudi na ukala jili. Ovukale wakareka pombili yoe. Oto holo lapo shike. Oshiringa kucha. Ombili yoshima ya pumba. Kato na pofitola ngeno wachamu landi pombili. Ae. Opakala mpuno ofitola imu ya karamuwe ntuka mwoshu lande pangero. Shasha nguo mbili. Nde owala ne kucha ngengo imo wana imo weno mbili. Wanu wahapu kaweno mbili. Koi longa kaweno mbili. Menge shefave limo kaweno mbili. Moye ndifu taashingo ndifu ilove taatalewa kaweno mbili. Numu ngele kayo tuange mwanuwe weno mbili. ongene ngengo wina ombili ngengo wina yako mwenye ninga kese shimwe toduro opo wika lekepo ove ngengo wina mano yako wa tikilonga ilongu kajio yako wa tikilonga dezafie nga kopo dieno kala dili edi idule kwa edifie po ove doko dikufapo dutula pa dikala nilalakano ukalekepo mbili yoe otego oto kalekepo yko mbili yoe hasi ombili ya pumba. Ya, o shungunete ya sinenga mpulikini, o shungunete ya sinenga mpulikini, o ano, o hatu pulane komesho, no mwaya tumo studio, no la neta tununatu, ombali no yeta toliva tatu, no ne, no no la neimwe, o yungano no mwaya tumo studio, to dungane kudengiramo, o vuka lengane waya, wacha kosha nawe, koshi nyangadara ngane shetu shonena. Wa telephone number in the studio 083-288-401 is our studio telephone number. You can come through and participate in today's discussion. You see? Igelefe?
Rutrofa.
O Matiasa.
Oh, tate Matias, ungurelina.
Ungurelina, tate mwa apenduka.
Otu apenduka.
Yeah.
O akwata ko sitwa sakula man.
Yeah.
Ombidio yo.
Yeah.
And this is a taxi.
Yeah.
And dongo ngo ngao sera kuto trongo na nu ko fabrika dishi.
Oshonana.
Na nu ba yo loka.
Mhm.
Así que ayo potomo na kuchakatu na mbili mwa meme.
Yeah.
Ano ba pete nyashi ke pushi kucha. Onjala oluhepo ilo sipashike ano kawe na mbili.
Yeah.
Kashina ne kucha o customer tironde ke.
Yeah.
Ilo driver nkweni. Taisha ke nengo mostopa oyoyo kwade nokala afikama. Deshingo shango akenda parando kupotea na kucha mame wenu kwa sorry. Shiri shiri katu nambiri kaya.
Yeah.
Anu kave nambiri kani sine kuchu uchaka diyo ulipe nile ale.
Hmm.
O watu tate Matiasa o upendo programa kwa andi pikino last week ha.
Yeah.
Evili tefimbeli.
Yeah.
Mati kwa liveli mo studio bena shano AI.
Okay.
AI.
Yeah.
Ovo wali manavo, ido wali manavo tulofa?
Ayo, amendali manavo.
Ovo wali manavo?
Eee.
Ama tive, nako wali wafi yapo, namba ya vokaya, ilo kwa hivi, kwa petame kwa hali.
Okay.
Kwa hivi, kenda balo kuwa kwa tane, hivi, hivi, kwa tabeni mwabendu kaka.
Oho.
Eee, sinu kujoto wa telengi.
Okay, okay, andi dhulu kuku po namba ya voko ni mae fimbo.
Okay.
Ya, yeah, andiye kende kuku femo me pokasho na?
Okay.
Ya.
Yeah.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendike nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko mderewa nurane tatu natu bali o hetatu matatu omafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional.
Yeah. Oh, so that's ending up. So when the ending up now, that's the one that could call out the program. I will call out the question. Onola ne tatu nona tu, ombali no tatu liva tatu. Oni, nonola ne imo yonga nonomola etumo studio. Va po, po ngane ta. Penduka wota kufa ngane njiba membwa. No, ashi ngane nga wote kuchono kwa hala ngane. Kukala hatu lako etrepana nde dili na tumanga ngane. Ashi ngane te tango talika eluka. No, kuna po ngane nando mapokolo ili ataturu hapo. Pungosi tashikafika kwa matango kunyayo kwa kokoloka. Kwa kokoloka ino mwanjato kulimo na wano maholi. Kwa janga ni metata. Hoho. Ae, adu nsaruta. Ano, tu nsaruta ngano wa shingi we take social ubesa. Nalungwilunga apimana. Kakele, hawa muliposi ya ndapo ngane tantu daisa. Ae, J-pop daisa. Walu menu wako tu. J-pop daisa. No po daisa po toka le kulio po fikwali sendeka kuna shito mono popo na turongentu aturombo damo shuhwa yeah that is what it is some just waking up now you know trying to catch up you know some you know taking commuters to different destinations. I know we salute you as taxi drivers, as bus drivers. You are doing an amazing, amazing work. You are doing a great job. And, you know, just make sure that you dedicate yourself to what you are doing. And those of you who are playing dice there at Sianda, we know that what you are doing is not painting a good picture about your profession, about the city, and it will be good if you refrain from doing so. Pamutasi kalanga shwa mu karema ma longalela tan turanga nombuda moshwa shashi ah osho tashi njenga ne fanoli anokova tareli ponga ne tavende po oshikucha vatareli po vahapo avianga ne moshila ndupangero tavende tapulanga ne vakaleme ndifuamo. Nde ngengo pwe hapo tapula ngane kuchaye. Ova na utani ngishika kwa chaye. Tada ni desi. Yeah. Watashi ya njifanuli. Ae, kakile kwa sho. Osho tashi. Tashi tinga woku cha. Ovanune vamwe. Ushiku chovelipo ni ngengo adile ngongo diangama. Ngengwa, you know, kena fikuli mwe alombwele udiroshi imashi wa muma tuyai. Alosho kwa putuke kete udwini mai. Kwa chango ne dinalae pamweli ape wa dinalonshe. Oshuku chotuna unkalo okupuno no madina sheriko ila kwa ashi udite fimbololo. Fimbolo pamwe. Pamoka yingo puna ongalo tuendele muyo ndesingo wakadaroka na kwa chayo kana kwa ngipunya ndenge ilipono kwa Kenya na Nike mbolo no shaji lango ke dinalinya shimashi natushikone kana na no asike oashi ase tifangane ngara mwenye onu ikale ili munga lo onumba. Ngipunya watelela akale tapu oinima. Yoku andovo uka nosho. Ea, ove ngeo lipo ngene waja. Kuna fikuli mwalongelo shilonga. Nde topandulo. Nando mumbongo. Wadika ngona ndo nula ndi takujingo noko ndi tati, oh wadika nina wakucheke, oh hanga ni wadika po na wapa. Osheseki ino chonumba, otego. Ongene, oshimaeta shindeke shilimovi. Ndena veshuli po, otashi dukashi kwetele kukenya nana. Ngenge inu ilongo kuipandula ave mweni. Shashi, otashi duriko wanu wakali tave kupandula, nde ove mweni. Ove mwini, otoduruku ilonga kukala olipandula. Olipandula uwe, tengo kuchoshima yonumbo ishilonga noa, ndeto olipandula ngove mwini. shashi venye te kupandula shashi nabo nge badale be bapandulwe ote oshimo chilinga kucha ito drugu yanjo shimuwe shina ote shosho yoyo nini mayo hatutalele ne no mehombo onu keshe umweshe ya mumombo kuya mono kwa kofakae kuya mono kofae okofamu muna neshike umuna udoro nyae onlo nae udifolo nae una muna shike shike muno mune handu nde onu kwa deshi kucha mutu shaka mbako ukala hombola ilo hombola yotaka la hafasho shiri nyinga kucha tashiduriko uta hombola na yeke ne hafu peife yafo toke lianga pe ilo utashiduka obo utombolwa kuna shafu komwenye kuna shombili komwenye peife mbili mombo yeto kianga pe otego oto liange ke to hanyo ukilo wanu nga sina non denge te shipopi o wapuruge kucho to shingenge pingao ilo wapuruge kucho numbo ya chon nga dendele iti obo wafuru kako nale otego o oyini maiti noka ini tuikoto kela shetu kari tushikucha oyo nano ye tifio mpsakaji yomatopoko no shetu no shetu no shetu shetu kari tuakala tuwa kongapunga nongkaru kucha ohatu yande nongkaru lingipi yeah so you know there are a lot of people have lot of problems. They are experiencing a lot of problems. And in an effort to find a solution to what people are facing, to problems people are facing, experiencing, you know, we need to understand that these things sometimes are coming from where people, at the beginning, where people grew up. For example, in one's upbringing, the person was never appreciated. Not at all. They were never appreciated for doing anything. They were never appreciated. So, it's just growing in them. They are also growing not to appreciate anybody. Because when you are bringing up someone, you are teaching the person. Whatever you are doing, you are teaching that person. So the person will grow up like that. Or maybe it's coming from the name of the person. You know, here in Africa, names have meaning. You know, names have meaning. Even in Europe, sometimes have names have meanings. You know, if I have to take the name Helmut, for example, Helmut means the protector. You see? It, because it came from helmet. So you can see that names have meanings. So, now, we have something in Africa where people give names to their children when they are angry, for example. Without knowing that that name, the character in the name of, or in the name which is given to a child, will be stuck with that child for the rest of their life. It will be called that name and the character will end up in that person. So, now, you end up with a situation where that character is happening in the life of that person. And now, the person will end up in marriage with that character. And they are thinking, worse, the only thing left now is for me to get married and I will be happy. And then they get married and they are not happy. Why? Where is the problem? You are waiting to, you are not happy, and you are waiting to get married so that you can be happily married. How does it work? You are not happy, and you want to be in the life of someone, you are not happy. What are you taking into the life of that person you are with? It's sadness. You see? It's sadness. And probably this is the reason why we have so many problems. Huge problems nowadays. People are sad. People don't have peace. This is the biggest problem. So, before considering getting married, ask yourself this question: am I happy? Do I have happiness? Otherwise, you get married to somebody who is also not happy like you. What is the solution? What is the result, the end result of that? It's argument, it's name calling, it's what, it's disrespect. Because you end up with a situation where you will be told what to do, and you are going to even to think, who do you think you are, you know, to tell me what to do. Those type of situations. Zero 83 2888 401 is our studio telephone number, and you can come through for you to participate into this discussion. Ano mplikini ano na voto drungane ukara kufumbinga mo programa yetu ano kono la no etatu no natu ombali no etatu liva tatu one no nola no imwe onola no etatu no natu ombali no etatu liva tatu no ne no nola no imwe ngana no mara etu to drungane kufumbinga mangani na chanja embako ya ko programa ngani ashikurako kuthamosha ya o tshuku ya poka fudepo tukarukira mbulekini
Lipura nenge ni wapungwa Eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite ofoye ekukulile oshafafana nongeshe faili nehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshuala onongeshe fa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi to danjuka okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa mwine udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabweli nawa nenge Fata Fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM onora itatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali
hello aye prikini nanji kukungilile ama nanji kutonkumo kanangane to prikini ke programa da shikurako paife nga penangane kusa mosha ngane ta shikurako paife ano takalandu ngane ku unpacking the day ano andi kukungile kanangane ulipo kakora koe uweuka nga na wapu kinakucha shiko shahatu ya kunyangira po ngane mifikuro nina I encourage you this morning to continue listening to the next programming. We have Kuthamosha, which is coming up, and thereafter we have Unpacking the Day, and the day is jam-packed, so keep listening. And until then, for myself, Matias Angala, bye-bye for now.
Join us every weekday for the twilight between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. where we discuss various ways on how we can develop our country. The twilight before the sun comes out.